Oh, Hello, hello, hello. Killradio.org is in effect. Here to say hello to you. This is Dr. Groovy. What's up? Saturday afternoon, Frequency and Phrenology is the show. And we are here live in the studios of Los Angeles, California, to bring you songs and sounds to mold your mind. Yes. And maybe we'll do some phrenology today on my guest. What do you have a... You want to introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Stephen Funk.
Stephen Funk. And do you want to tell our listening audience who you are, how I know you?
Katrina and I were in the band Breach.
The band Breach. One of the best bands that nobody really knew about, right?
Until today.
Until today. Yeah, except for, I don't know if I ever told you this, Steve. You might have known this, but I play one of my songs like almost every show. So.
I knew this.
Oh my God. It looks like it's not on here. All right, well, I'll keep looking for it. Oh, there it is. Except for it doesn't look like Turkmenistan got on here. All right, we're looking for the songs that... we have some new songs that Steve just brought me that we recorded a long time ago. And unfortunately, it's looking like the one I wanted to play is not here. But that's okay. We'll just live with this. And... maybe play this one instead, or this one. But anyways, point is, we're going to be talking. Maybe we'll talk about old times. Maybe we'll talk about new times. Maybe we'll talk about high times, low times. And we just did a photo session. So there's going to be new Dr. Groovy photos coming soon.
Think green.
Think green. Oh, natural. All right, listen to some Vesuvia Sonic while we figure out what's going on. 213-252-0998. Give us a call if you want to talk.
Come on, come on, look yourself. I knew what to do, then I'd do it. But the point that I have, I'll get to it. And forever for her is over for me. Forever, just a word that she said that means never. To be with another together, and with the weight of the feather, it tore into me. Then I knew it, and all the work that it took to get through it. On the wings of a feather that flew it, fell under my shoe and curled up into me.
Frequency and Phrenology. That was the old White Stripes, our friends. Hope Meg Ryan is doing better. They had to cancel their tour. Did you hear about this, Master Steven?
Yeah, you promised that we'd go see them.
Yeah, we were going to go see them on Wednesday, and I had to back out on that because they canceled. It wasn't my fault. They canceled. But we saw a super cool show last night.
Blew my mind.
It was awesome. And even though I had to go to the hospital this morning to go work, we went and saw Muse last night down in Irvine at the Verizon Amphitheater, which is someplace I've never been before. And that was an experience. But it was good. That show rocked the fucking house, eh?
I would have to agree.
Oh my god, they had the visuals going and the band rocked.
I shaked my booty.
And like I said, I mean, I was so impressed at how they sounded so much like the way they sounded recorded. There was no, like, you know, facade of production. It was just like, that's how they are. And that was pretty cool. So we'll play some Muse later on because they're good. Even though some people think they're cheesy. I don't care about you people who think they're cheesy. So are you having a good time down here, Steve?
Yeah. Steven?
I gotta call you Steven now. It's hard. I'm so used to you as Steve.
You have permission to call me Steve.
Thanks. Yay.
Well, LA's been very great to me. I've had a great time.
Do you want to say why you were here?
I came down to photograph artwork for a friend of mine. Her name is Emily Counts, and she's got art showing at the Raid Project Space.
And that's actually at the brewery.
Which
is kind of funny because we didn't realize that you were going to be shooting that piece so close to my house. But that's just down the street from my house.
It worked out great.
So that worked out very well. So, and this is a really super cool piece of art. Does she have a website that people can go to?
She doesn't. Although if you do a search of Emily Counts' work in...
Emily Counts? Like C-O-U-N-T-S?
Yes.
Okay. That was a super cool piece. It was like meteors of diamonds that were attacking two women figures who were representative of her, and one of them was getting like stabbed by one of the diamonds, and one of them was like kind of reaching up in this kind of heavenly like way. What do you have to say about it? He's speechless.
It's really great.
It was awesome.
But words don't really describe it, as is the case for most visual arts.
Exactly, exactly. But it's really cool. Emily Counts. If you can check it out. And then you have a website, StephenFunkPhotography.com.
That's right.
Correct. And so would you post your pictures of the piece sometime soon, maybe?
I probably will.
Okay.
Use one to put on my website.
Okay. So people could go to your website to see that piece.
That's right.
Okay. Check that out. Stephen Funk Photography, just like it sounds. Go check that out. He doesn't have a MySpace page yet, but I'm trying to convince him he needs to do that. And that's cool. We'll get it all done. So let's give him a lead into to Turkmenistan. We're gonna play this song next, which is a 7-minute song. So
that's
get ready.
Right. But it
batten down the hatches.
It never feels 7 minutes long.
No, it doesn't, because it rocks the fucking house. And this is Steve and me and another guy named Al playing, like, what, 10 years ago?
That's about right.
10 years ago. And we now have a digitized copy because Steve worked on it. So thank you. And this is Elephant Sounds from my mom's synthesizer. Turkmenistan, I breach on Frequency and Phrenology, 213-252. 0998.
Thank you. runs from the Cascades to Puget Sound, but you are not permitted to leave. I know there's a big world out there like the one that I saw on the screen. In my living room late last night, it was almost too bright to see.
Postal Service song. I gave you that because I know the Turkmenistan was a little much. But I gotta tell you, that's one of the funnest songs to play. I used to always play that song so hard that I would rip off the skin on my fingers and be bleeding by the end of it. But it was so much fun. So I guess that means I gotta get back to playing. But that's okay. Maybe I will. Maybe I will. Maybe it'll happen. So how you guys doing out there? Saturday afternoon, rainy day here in Los Angeles. You may be going out to Wanderland tonight. Phil's Motion Plus Sound Extravaganza out somewhere off the 15. Little desert party for ya. Maybe I'll make it there, I don't know. Maybe not. Because I got Steven in town here, so maybe not. That's okay, go check it out. I think it's his birthday. Happy birthday, Phil. Yes. And there's probably other things going on tonight, too. So give me a call at 213-252-0998 if you want to tell me about your events that are happening tonight. DJ Marquis is having Sunday nights at the Alexandria Hotel bar there in downtown. So go check that out on Sunday evenings. You want to see what's going on there. And Here just had their fundraiser last Sunday, and you missed that, but sounds like that was a good one. So I was just looking in the medical news today, and you may have heard about this, but a man's testicles could one day provide a plentiful and accessible supply of adult stem cells to help him fight off disease or regenerate damaged organs, according to a report detailed in the British journal Nature. In experiments conducted on mice, a team led by Shaheen Rafi of the Howard Hughes Medical Institute, interesting combination there, was able to cultivate multipotent adult spermatogonial-derived stem cells without recourse to the genetic manipulation, which means that it didn't seem to come out really fucked up. If the process works in humans, it could have therapeutic use for men in heart attack, stroke, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, diabetes, and restoring fertility after chemotherapy. However, some hurdles remain before this method can be used in men, because the precise molecular and cellular pathways to switch spermatogonial stem and progenitor cells into differentiable stem cells on demand are not clear, meaning that the cells they pull out of the testicles aren't ready to go as being turned into whatever they want it to, and they've got to figure out that process. But the team has not seen cancer or cancer-promoting activity in adult mice implanted with the differentiated cell tissue derived from testes. But the use of these cells for therapeutic purposes should proceed with caution and extensive preclinical experimentation. Meaning, if we take those cells out of the testes and we implant them in somebody, we don't know what the final result is going to be, and it could be something carcinogenic in the sense of, these are cells that can turn into anything. So they could turn into good pancreas cells, or they could turn into cancer cells, and we just don't know what's going on there. The other issue is, of course, these are just testicle cells. So one would think that you could pull these similar cells out of ovaries for women, but that certainly hasn't been done yet, as they are less accessible than the testes. But tell me this, how many men do you think will have a needle poked into their testes to pull out some of these cells to be frozen and used for future use? I'm not sure about that. You tell me. 213-252-0998. Thank you to Sia for giving us this song. And we're coming up with The Tuss and then Elliot Smith, one of my old friends, after that. All right. Here's an example of the Muse that we saw last night. Kill Radio.
Far away from the memories of the people who carry
Oh my god. That was entering. That was Soundgarden. Right, Steven?
Soundgarden.
I have a story about Soundgarden, but I'm not going to tell it because it's really terrible. I mean, it's a good story, but it's not fit for TV. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Do you remember when they played... You probably weren't there, but do you remember when they played at Music Millennium?
No.
When they did...
I remember that, but I wasn't there.
Yeah, in Portland, they played this show at this place called Music Millennium, which was this record store. And they played up on a balcony, and they all had their long hair, and their shirts were off, and it was me and, like, 10 other people in this Whoa. Record store watching this show. And it was like heaven. That's all I'll say. It was like heaven. It was fucking beautiful.
Sounds good. I saw them once in Salt Lake City, and I had to share them with about 10,000 people.
Well, I did my share of those shows as well. There was one in Seattle, at some theater in Seattle, where I was standing on the armrests of the chair. And dancing. And I think that was one where they were getting filmed for like a video or something. And I like to think that I showed up in the video somewhere, but I haven't been able to prove that. So, oh well, what are you going to do? So, yeah, so that was Soundgarden. We're bringing in some Northwest here because Steven is here. And actually, look what I have up next after that. Steven Malkmus.
Is he from the Northwest?
Oh, yeah. He was in Pavement.
Okay.
And he now lives in Portland. And our friend Mike Clark plays in the Jicks with him.
Okay.
Did you know that? No.
I'm Katrina's clueless friend.
I'm gonna have to reintroduce you to the Portland scene because you're living there now.
Out of the loop.
That's okay. I'll let you know what you have to go check out because I'm not there and you'll be my extension in Portland for right now.
Even though I'm from Portland... I have only lived there for the last month, so...
That's okay. You know, you're getting reintroduced.
Yes.
Yeah, that's okay. So, what else were we listening to? Oh, yeah, we had The Muse before that, Starlight. It was okay. I mean, that's probably not the best representative song. And then I played Elliot Smith. Did you know Elliot up in Portland?
Not personally.
No? Okay.
But you did. So,
yeah, I did. And I played Kiwi Mad Dog 2020, which was actually an instrumental, and I meant to play something with his voice in it, but I just screwed that up too. So, wow, look at those clouds. It's dark.
It's rainy in LA.
It's rainy in LA. You brought a little bit of Portland
that
with you, didn't you?
That stuff they say about sunny California is a lie.
Well, this weekend it is. We were in such
Says
bad
you.
Rain on the way back from Irvine last night that I was actually scared. I was a little nervous driving back. And then we hit that little flooded area in the construction zone.
If we weren't driving an SUV, we would not
oh
be here today.
Oh, my God. That was scary. It's really scary. But we made it okay because I had the white knuckles on the wheel. No scraping fetus off the wheel, just my white knuckles. All right, so you can be a part of our scintillating conversation if you'd like, if you called 213-252-0998 or AOL instant messaged us on at Kill Radio Station, all one word, Kill Radio Station. But you don't have to. You can just listen to our witty banter if that's really what you want to do. But I just want to pose this issue. This is an interesting situation. There's this news story here where these guys, what is it, in Florida, two men were arrested in Miami after they bought more than $1 million worth of HIV drugs on the streets of New Jersey for $10,000. Okay, so first of all, they bought more than $1 million worth of HIV drugs on the streets of New Jersey for $10,000.
That's a bargain.
Bargain, right? Okay. Which they intended to distribute in Argentina. Okay, that's what they said. The pair told troopers that they were taking the drugs out of the country to help ill family members, but investigators suspected that they were going to be sold on the black market. Okay, now my question is, who cares? Because if Argentina needs HIV drugs and they're not getting there through government or healthcare related means, but those people need them, whether they're these guys' families or not, do we care?
I'm all for it.
I don't know what the problem is here. So the men face numerous counts of trafficking in contraband prescription drugs and face 30 years in a state prison on each of the first-degree felonies.
Oh, man.
Now, doesn't that sound like they were kind of... I mean, understandably, they may have been going down there to sell the $10,000 worth of HIV drugs for, like, more money and get a profit on it. But if, like I said, if those people in Argentina need it...
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And they weren't selling...
And they got busted... So these two guys are going to go to jail and increase New Jersey's prison, you know, related expenditure, because they're now going to be in jail for this. And Argentinians who might need those HIV drugs aren't going to get them. I don't know, man.
I don't know who the winner is.
Yeah, I don't really see. Yeah, that one I don't understand. I don't know what to say about that. I mean, maybe that's not telling us the full story, but it's a strange situation that I don't know what to make of it. So if you have some comments, 213-252-0998. What station are they listening to?
Kill Radio?
Yeah.
.org?
Yeah.
I love killradio.org.
So do I, because they let me have this show.
I love this show.
And the show is called?
Dr. Groovin.
Frequency and phrenology. Oh, maybe we'll do some phrenology on your head soon. We'll do that. So this is La Fleur Fatale with Night Generation. But next, we're going to play another Breach song.
Oh, I love Breach. They're my favorite band.
We love it because it was us.
You have to admit, we were good.
I admit it. I don't know how many other people will admit it, but I'm into it. The next song is a song called Contributions to the Abyss. Okay, check out the lyrics.
Straining for imaginary grace, frightened of the changing and stagnant in the place, choosing not to fight. Intellectual abyss, diving right behind him and experience.
control, can't keep track of where it's traveling. I got my heart, but my heart's no good. And you're the only one that's understood. I come along, but I don't know where you're taking me. I shouldn't go, but you're wrenching, dragging, shaking me. Turn off the sun, pull the stars from the sky. The more I give to you, the more I die.
We'll be right back.
All right. Frequency and phrenology is coming to a close. Steven.
We're tired.
I'm not tired.
I'm not tired.
I don't know who you are, but I know you are, but what am I? Yeah, I don't know if that fit, but anyway. Ooh. So that was The Faint.
They were good.
That was good. That was good. Before that, Nine Inch Nails, The Perfect Drug. Contributions to the Abyss.
By Breach.
Multiple Voices of Me. And that was a pretty fucking good song.
Yeah.
I think that was one of our most complex, like, you know, combination melody harmony.
Yeah, we were getting down into music theory and stuff.
Yeah.
Or something.
Which is something I don't understand very well.
Yeah.
But that's okay. And that was about it. So, what parting words do you have for our listening public?
Keep listening to Frequency and Phrenology. Every time I do, I come out enriched.
Yay! So, is Miel listening, do you think?
She could be.
So should we say hi?
If you're out there, Miel, I miss you.
Hi, Miel. And who is Miel?
My wife.
Hi, wife. And who got you guys married?
That would be...
It was me!
The Reverend Dr. Katrina Miller.
Yeah! The Reverend Dr. Groovy. I did it. So I am a reverend, too, so I can provide for you wedding services if you need it. I can also do funerals. And probably other things, too.
I've never seen her do a funeral, but she did a bang-up job on our wedding.
Yeah, so I can do that for you, too. And you can get me at MySpace/Dr. Groovy, or you can get the show at MySpace/Frequency and Phrenology. Oh, I forgot to upload last week's show. I'll upload last week's show, and then I will upload this show some other time. Because that's how I run. So it was very nice hanging out with you in your living rooms and on your computer today. So feel free to check out StephenFunkPhotography.com. Lots of super cool photos. Right, Steven?
Yeah. That is Steven spelled S-T-E-P-H-E-N.
Yeah. And funk is?
It's like funk, the music.
Right. So it's STEPHEN, then FUNK, and then PHOTOGRAPHY. So that's a lot of PHs in there. That's three PHs.
It's pretty much my theme.
And Frequency and Phrenology's theme.
Yeah, PHs.
Because I spell it with PHs.
PH.
PHs are cool. So we're going to have to change your name to Funk
a
with a PH. No, I have an MD. Nice try, though. Please remember, though, that you can call me anytime when I'm on here, 4:30 to 6 p.m. on Saturday evenings, to talk to Dr. Groovy. You can ask me medical questions, healthcare-related, psychological, what have you. Or you can hit me up on my MySpace page. Like I said, MySpace/Dr. Groovy. Spell out the whole thing. DrGroovy. And I can talk to you there as well.
If you've ever wondered what that rash was,
give me a call.
Dr. Groovy can help you.
I'll try to
help
you.
She helped me.
I do house calls too. Hey, here's some Stephen Malkmus. Another Stephen with a PH from Portland, Oregon. Dr. Groovy and Stephen Funk signing off. Have a good weekend.
Cause I'm impatient.